I've introduced five of our children. Now I'd like to let you meet Kobe. Born in August 2001, Kobe loved life. He had an infectious smile, many interests, including football. He was a happy kid. In fall 2014, when he was 13, Kobe started having headaches. A CAT scan revealed a brain tumor. Kai had just had knee surgery and deserved our full attention, but our focus and hers shifted to Kobe. 5 days later, surgeons removed the tumor and told us it was cancer. Kobe was back at school 8 days later. His spirits were good. He had the heart of a lion. My injury seemed trivial. Knowing radiation would weaken him, doctors told Kobe to give up football. It absolutely broke his heart. He turned the page and focused on basketball. The treatments were hard. Kobe showed immense courage. He felt good for months. We really were hopeful. The following October, Kobe said, "Dad, I have a headache." The cancer was back. Doctors tried immunotherapy, but it had spread too far too fast. Kobe sensed where things were heading and had questions. He didn't fear death as much as the process of dying. Would it be painful? Would he be remembered? We assured Kobe we keep his memory alive and continue speaking his name. On October 11, 2016, God called Kobe home. Kobe. You live on in our hearts. We will always speak your name.
Ooh. That was Bryant Young at the NFL Hall of Fame enshrinements. Welcome back. It's Sports Morning, 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal. Gideon Hamilton here at David Stanley Chrysler Jeep Dodge, along with Coach Pat Jones, and Coach, some powerful stuff there from Bryant Young, who was enshrined along with several others in Pro Football's Hall of Fame.
Well, it was, I heard the morning crew, you know, usually this is a primetime deal. It came on at 11 o'clock on Saturday, and it was, you know, I enjoy watching these things, and a little bit different, given it was just a little bit more informal, for lack of a better way to say it. But, you know, and Young, you know, Notre Dame, former Notre Dame player, San Francisco 49er, defensive lineman, very well-spoken, very classy, very dignified, great family, you know, and how they'll pan out in the audience and show his wife, and goodness sakes, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, I don't think, by the time Young got through saying this. But that was all kind of powerful for Bryant Young to say that. Tony Boselli was obviously really good. And, you know, again, the Jacksonville is the first of the Jaguars to go be inducted into the Hall, the first player they ever picked. You know, All that was ironic, and they were playing in the game, and they had some of the crew there with Jacksonville jerseys on, and all that was kind of neat. Cliff Branch, the former Colorado wideout that was a world-class sprinter. LaBoy Butler, the Green Bay defensive back, which did a great job. Art McNally wasn't there. Now, he's 94 years old. He's still with us, but he wasn't there. Sam Mills is gone. That's the field mouse, the little linebacker.
Yeah.
That,
mm-hmm.
Golly, which was a great player and a great story. Montclair State and small college guy, the whole deal. Richard Seymour, the Patriot, the Georgia kid. Dick Vermeil, the coach, was the last one. And, you know, I've been around a little bit. I can't say I have a real relationship with him, but I've been around him some. And the thing about Vermeil is, and it happened, he is, sometimes it almost comes across like he's too emotional, but he really is not. And you know, these things that you want to, he went about double the time he was supposed to go because he was the last.
Right.
He was the last one, and that's okay, too. I mean, it's hard to, you get into these things, believe me, and I was the worst offender of them all on some of this stuff, but you get to, you know, you get to think, saying, okay, who am I going to forget to thank? And you
right.
feel like
yeah.
a chump, you know, and Vermeil, you know, got into that and thanked so many people.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
But, you know, he started out in high school. I mean, he didn't start out. He was not a Silver Spoon guy. He's from the Napa Valley where he went to high school, and he went back out there and started coaching again. And he actually had a crew of guys that had played for him in the late 60s and early 70s that had come back for this thing. And they all stood up and clapped for him. It was really pretty neat. He went for a long time, and he got into – Schottenheimer and Dan Reeves and named off a handful of guys that ought to go in and all this kind of stuff. And he's right. And he went a little bit long and was a little bit, you know, emotional about it. But that's just the way it is. But, no, I thought the thing. Matt, you watched a good bit of it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I thought what he said. Yeah. I love the quote from Leroy Butler. Leroy Butler said something to the effect of, playing for the Packers opens up a lot of doors. Winning a Super Bowl opens them all up. Getting into the Hall of Fame is like opening up the doors to football heaven or something along those lines.
I saw it replayed again.
I thought, what an incredible quote.
No, it was. That was great.
And, yeah.
You know, you get into that sort of stuff. And like I say, it was, you know, when those guys come out and they have a bunch of the former guys there. And I have not seen, I guess, Matt, I couldn't remember. I hadn't got enough sense to know where to find it on air, but showing the event where they give out the jackets. Maybe it's on one of their streaming things or something.
Yeah, the dinner. I think they have like Thursday or something.
And that is allegedly from people that I know that have been there. Either
the coolest part of it.
Yeah, it's probably the most emotional part of it, and the whole deal. But you know, it that's a neat thing. It really is, and they, you know, this is the first time. Well, our big man, Mr. Baker, the guy that run the thing, Matt, remember?
Yes.
He used
David
to knock
Baker.
On the
yes.
David Baker. This, you know, he retired, and they got new people doing it and everything else. But the whole thing is really, really well done, and this was, and it was a neat deal.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about this situation here. So, covering other sports, you see athletes now more frequently request a trade. They'll go to the team, request a trade, or they'll somehow it will become public. And that trade request generally is accommodated. Sometimes you see a reconciliation where that athlete might play for that team, moving forward, or maybe for a little while until they can find, you know, the proper compensation that they're looking for in a trade. But a lot of times, in my experience, you see the trade request made, and then you see that executed within a couple of weeks, month, 2 months down the road, whenever that deal is done. Kareem Hunt requested a trade with the Cleveland Browns. He's entering the second year of a $12 million deal. The Browns said no, and I think he went back to workouts. He missed a couple of days of them. I think he was part of their workouts on Sunday. And is it as simple as that? And how much of this do we see that is under the radar that's not necessarily reported?
You know, I coached at that level for over 10 years, and I can never remember really anybody that on either the Dolphins or the Raiders that we had, I don't remember any of that. You know, during the course of a camp we had some trades were made. But as far as somebody coming out and saying, I have requested a trade, I cannot, in all honesty, remember that happening. To me, you know, if that's the fact, you let your agent and the general manager handle that sort of thing. Don't go public with it. To me, when I saw this, I thought, wait a minute now. I mean, are you very smart in going public with this? To me, in that locker room, it could be very counterproductive. You know, what's going to happen the first time? You know, if Hunt fumbles one and they lose a ball game, what do you think somebody's going to say to him about his locker?
Right.
There'll be somebody. Yeah. That happens enough. Or you have a bad workout or you don't remember to pick up a blitz or something like that. Somebody's going to walk by his locker and say something I guess what I'm saying is I could see where this kind of stuff would be very counterproductive morale-wise in that locker room. You know, I mean, Everybody it knows it's a business. Let your agent handle it. That's why you have an agent.
That's why you're paying the agent.
Thank you, man. I mean, to go public with it does absolutely no good. And, again, I don't know Kareem Hunter, what kind of youngster he is, but it's not very smart on his part to publicly go that direction at all. And I just wonder about that. You know, Cleveland's had a lot of stuff go on through that, still do, obviously, throughout that roster, don't they? You know, including the Watson stuff. Are we going to get any resolution on that anytime soon? Anything pop up this morning? I didn't see anything. No.
I haven't seen anything yet this morning.
No, I haven't either. You know.
Yeah. What's next there? Right. That obviously is going to drag into the season, you would imagine.
All of that sort of thing. So I just don't think, but I can never. I mean, we've been through trades and picked up people and lost people that I was coaching. But as far as anybody coming out and saying, I requested a trade, I honestly don't remember any of that.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though, so. I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.